Welcome, everyone, to the Semper Fortis First Podcast, brought to you courtesy of BlowTopSecret.com Podcast. Just want to say for a second, this is my first podcast, so I want to thank everybody that's ever posted with me and ever debated with me. It's been incredibly enjoyable, and I look forward to years more of, that's right, I'll be around for a while, so all of you that get aggravated at me, I'm a reasonable man, or I try to be. But for now, let's just do something soothing. This is a selection from Keats called To Hope. When by my solitary hearth I sit, and hateful thoughts enwrap my soul in gloom, when no fair dreams before my mind's eye flit, and the bare heath of life presents no bloom, sweet hope, ethereal balm upon me shed, and wave thy silver pinions o'er my head. Whene'er I wander at the fall of night, where woven boughs sit out the moon's bright ray, should sad despondency my musings fright, and frown to drive fair cheerfulness away, peep with the moonbeams through the leafy roof, and keep that fiend despondence far aloof. Should disappointment, parent of despair, strive for her son to seize my careless heart, when like a cloud he sits upon the air, preparing on his spellbound prey to dart, chase him away, sweet hope, with visage bright, and fright him as the morning frightens night. Whene'er the fate of those I hold most dear tells to my fearful breast a tale of sorrow, O bright-eyed hope, my morbid fancy cheer, let me a while thy sweetest comforts borrow, thy heaven-born radiance around me shed, and wave thy silver pinions o'er my head. Should e'er unhappy love my bosom pain, from cool parents or relentless fair, oh, let me think it is not quite in vain to sigh out sonnets to the midnight air. Sweet hope, ethereal balm upon me shed, and wave thy silver pinions o'er my head. In the long vista of the years to roll, let me not see our country's honor fade. Oh, let me see our land retain her soul, her pride, her freedom, and not freedom's shade from thy bright eyes' unusual brightness shed beneath thy pinions' canopy my head. Let me not see the patriot's high bequest, great liberty how great in plain attire, with the base purple of a court oppressed, bowing her head and ready to expire. But let me see thee stoop from heaven on wings that fill the skies with silver glitterings, and as in sparkling majesty a star gilds the bright summit of some gloomy cloud, brightening the half-veiled face of heaven afar, so when dark thoughts my boding spirit shroud, sweet hope, celestial influence around me shed, waving thy silver pinions o'er my head. That says a lot. Our country is coming to some crossroads. There's a lot of hate out there. And you know, a lot of times the hate seems to be justified, or people tend to justify it or attempt to justify it, when really hate is just hate. A lot of hate for President Bush. A lot of hate for the war. And yet, when has the world ever not known war? And when have we stopped? When did we stop giving credence and faith to men who stand by their convictions? And yet it seems we've lost that. Perhaps we lost it when we stopped wearing hats. Oh yeah. I didn't live back then, but what a time. Men wore hats, held doors open for women, volunteered and fought for their country. I'm not saying it's wrong to ask why. I'm saying it's wrong to ask why above all else. I'm saying there are things that are higher, lofty goals that we should be reaching for instead of spending our time sitting around complaining and accusing. Those are just thoughts from me. I hope you've enjoyed them.